1-162. Mr. Powers, are you prepared to proceed?
Yes, I am, Special Master. Good morning. The petitioners in this case are going to now call Dr. Ronald Kennedy to take the witness stand.
Dr. Kennedy, if you'd come up, stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you shall give in the case now in hearing should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed, Mr. Powers.
Thank you, Special Master.
And I will add that we have marked as Petitioner's File Exhibit 4 PowerPoint presentation from Dr. Kennedy that we're going to use in hard copy, at least until we spring his computer from the guards.
Computer quarantine. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Kennedy. To make our record here, could you spell your name and give us your academic affiliation for...
Okay. It's Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. I'm a professor and chair of the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in Lubbock, Texas.
Thank you, Dr. Kennedy. Now, before we get into the specifics of your testimony, I want to make it clear in the record your history in participating in the autism proceeding, the omnibus proceeding. So now, in the case captioned Cedillo versus the Secretary of Health and Human Services, that was a case that was heard in Washington, D.C. in June of this year. Is that correct?
Correct.
And in that case, you filed an expert report.
Correct.
You appeared and gave live testimony on direct, you were cross-examined, and then I believe you also filed a supplemental report in that matter. Is that all correct?
Correct.
In the Cedillo case, the issues that you were testifying about included issues of general causation that would be applicable to the petitioner's theory of combined exposures to thimerosal and MMR leading to ASD symptoms. Is that correct?
Correct.
In the Cedillo case, in addition to the general causation testimony, you also offer testimony that would be used to resolve Michelle Cedillo's individual claim also. Is that right?
Correct.
In the proceeding today, is it your understanding and your belief that your testimony is being given for those same dual reasons of general causation and case-specific causation for Colton Snyder?
Correct.
Given the extensive testimony...
Just for the record, you know that we've lodged an objection.
You've lodged an objection in the Cedillo case.
That's correct. Ma'am. That's
okay.
Right. I'm sorry.
You don't object to me considering anything that I've heard so far in this case.
That's correct, ma'am.
So I can consider the testimony in Cedillo as well as the testimony in Hazelwood.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just making sure that we have the record clarified.
Understood. And so Dr. Kennedy, what you might have just picked up on is that the respondent has an objection to relying in this case on testimony from another case, but your understanding of your appearance here is to rely in part on what you've testified to in Cedillo in addition to the expert report and the testimony you're giving today. Is that correct?
Correct.
Great. Given the extensive testimony that you provided in the Cedillo case, and an expert report and a supplemental report, my understanding is that what we're going to talk about today will leave out a bit of that in order to avoid redundancy. Is that correct?
In part, yes.
And in part to avoid redundancy, by doing that, you're not waiving, so to speak, or abandoning any of the points and positions that you took in the Cedillo matter. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Just wanted to lay out those ground rules, and now let's move through some of the specifics of the testimony today. And in a perfect world, you would have your computer here, and I would pull the cap off the projector and begin a PowerPoint slide presentation, because you have prepared a PowerPoint slide presentation for your testimony today. Is that correct?
I have.
And this is marked as Petitioner's Trial Exhibit Number 4.
The pages, however, are not numbered, so I'm hand numbering them now, and I'm going to refer... Okay. Page numbers, and I'm including the title page as a page number page.
And can I get a copy of the... I didn't memorize my PowerPoint.
presentation.
And that's why one of those 9 copies was for the witness, just in case.
Thank you.
Okay, so Dr. I'm going to take a 2-minute, will I, if you don't mind, Special Master, will I get my computer screen up
here?
Not
a problem.
Thank you. We're getting word on the computer. Still no computer. Okay, Professor Kennedy, if I could direct your attention to what's been marked as Petitioner's Trial Exhibit Number 4. If you take a look at that, what is that? What does that appear to be to you?
My PowerPoint presentation.
Just for the update and for the record, our letter to the court did list Dr. Kennedy's computer. You all did everything right. Apparently, when the local clerk's office prepared the authorization, it has to be signed by a judge in order to get equipment, a local judge, in order to get equipment into the courtroom, electronic equipment into the courthouse. Dr. Kennedy and Dr. Kinsborn's computers were both left off. So that's being rectified by the clerk's office, but they have to find a judge to sign it. So as soon as they find a track down a judge who's not otherwise in trial, we'll
And actually, I'm not that computer literate, so I'm probably better off with a paper copy.
And if it would be possible, Special Master, the copy that we handed to the court reporter, would I be able to use that up here? I had to give my original to Dr.
Certainly,
Kennedy.
And then we'll just get it back to him. I want the court reporter to have it so he could use it for spelling purposes when he prepares
Correct.
The record. I'm court reporter friendly.
Okay.
Dr. Kennedy, you may proceed with your testimony.
I'll try not to use any complicated spelling words.
Okay, so Dr. Kennedy, if we look at that report that's Petitioner's Trial Exhibit Number 4, the first page, obviously, is the cover page. And does this describe the scope of your testimony today? If you could just tell us what the cover title is.
Yes, it does. It talks about measles virus characteristics, replication, and detection.
If you turn to page 2 of exhibit number 4, can you describe to the court, not just reading the slide, but mention what's on the slide and why it's significant to your testimony and the proof of this case?
It's a cartoon of the measles virus. And it shows the structural proteins that encompass the virus and also gives the designation of the genes and the gene products that produce the virus particle. So specifically, we talk about something called the F gene and the H gene, and these encode respectively the fusion protein and the hemagglutinin are the host cell attachment protein.
And that essentially summarizes the significance of slide number 2, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's go on to page number 3 in exhibit 4. The title of that page is Replication. Can you explain to the Special Master the significance of this slide and what it means to the case?
Actually, the Special Master has heard this before in great detail from both myself and Dr. Ward, it is just to review, in my own mind, the process of how the virus infects a cell and how it replicates, how the viral RNA becomes a message and then is turned into protein, and how that protein then is assembled into new virus particles. And it is essentially a step-by-step process of how the virus replicates. And the first step is that the H protein, the hemagglutinin, attaches to the cellular receptor, and the primary cellular receptor for measles virus is a molecule called CD46. And then it discusses how, after attachment, replication of the virus takes place in the cytoplasm of the cell that it infects.
You have the computer. Do you want to stop so that you can...
I was... After all of this build-up to it, I'm feeling this has got to be a really good slideshow, so if we could... And
sir,
perhaps even go off the record...
Why don't we take a 10-minute recess and let you get this set up?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
What's in recess? Thank you. Thank you very much.